San Antonio's proximity to the NSA, the Air Force's 24th and 25th Air Wings, means the community is rife with industry professionals. The city often boasts it has more cybersecurity workers than any place in the U.S. outside of D.C. But getting actual numbers on information security employees is very difficult, says Cybersecurity San Antonio Director Will Garrett.
We have a massive Air Force intelligence community presence here that the numbers themselves of a lot of them are classified by nature. And so it's next to impossible in that sense to determine actual numbers.
And that goes for contractors, too. When a company like Booz Allen Hamilton expands, they sometimes can't release employee data because they're consulting with the government, often co-locating on the base or in the federal office. Or when information security personnel work for a hospital or bank and financial service vendor like USAA, those employees are often counted as health and financial workers.
If you're doing economic impact analysis studies, a lot of that data is actually taken from tax information. And if cybersecurity isn't separated from everything else, getting an accurate read on that is really hard.
Natasha Cohen's a cybersecurity professional who recently analyzed San Antonio's industry. She says cybersecurity spending is also opaque. Companies are wrestling with how to break down their own budgets, as those security concerns are wrapped into most IT spends these days, like an office build-out or, say, developing an app.
How do you actually roll that up into how much the company is spending on cybersecurity? Because those kind of metrics are incredibly important in terms of trends, in terms of reporting to the board, in terms of risk mitigation.
But it isn't just reading tea leaves. There are other metrics to go by, says Cohen.
Yeah.
Like individual company impressions.
Again, it's talking to people. It's understanding trends. It's seeing, you know, how people in the industry are feeling. Sometimes they can't give you metrics, but they can give you impressions. They can give you challenges and opportunities.
And many San Antonio firms TPRs talk to say they are experiencing healthy growth.
We're seeing a tremendous amount of growth here locally.
Digital Defense CEO Larry Hurtado says everyone across the cybersecurity board is seeing the increase in business.
Every time there's a high-profile breach, every time, you know, something else hits the news, then it obviously continues to raise awareness to organizations that they need to do something.
So companies are feeling good, and another metric, according to Will Garrett and Natasha Cohen, is the number of companies entering the market.
So what we have here is the first phase of the Project Tech development. So the first building is underway right now. We broke ground in April.
Port San Antonio Vice President of Communications Paco Felici points from his driver's seat at the $20 million investment the port's making in space for tech and cybersecurity. We're driving around the 1,900-acre campus looking at the recent growth in cyber at the port. In the last 18 months, five cybersecurity companies have relocated or added a presence at the port, all of them wanting to be closer to clients like the Air Force and NSA.
So right here we have, on the far end, IOMAXIS.
So another metric looks good for San Antonio, but area industry's not content with the amount of data, says Will Garrett. He, along with the Cybersecurity Industry Council, want more, so they can really understand if their strategies work.
The win is as soon as possible. The how is the bigger question. How do we get hard numbers behind data that we can't specifically get hard numbers by, even if it's not exact data down to the percentile?
They'll begin with an analysis of San Antonio's talent pool, aggregating graduate data from universities, training programs, and when possible, the military, to determine the trends in where the talent comes from, where it goes, and what the skills are. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.